producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell, Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do you have food insecurity issues? All of my life, I've read about food, lack of food. We talk about poverty and malnutrition and starvation. I've never heard it referenced as food insecurity until recently. Food insecurity. Is this a politically correct way? Like I talk about fat people are actually gravitationally challenged because I don't want to upset fat people or people who happen to be gravitationally challenged, right? But we're not into political correctness here. And I've referred to myself as pigmentally challenged because I'm not as dark as some folks, darker than others, in terms of my reflection or lack thereof if I'm in the sun long enough. But is this a new form of political correctness, food insecurity? What are we saying here? The headline reads, teen mental health risk increases with food insecurity. Definitions matter. Can we get to the heart of the definitions? Do we know what it means? We got Super Don making it sound so good. We got Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, also here. She says that she's experienced food insecurity as well. But first, I want to know, what is food insecurity?
Well,
it depends on who you ask.
Doesn't it, though?
It does. I mean, the USDA basically calls food insecurity a state in which consistent access to adequate food is limited by a lack of money and other resources. So it really, the USDA kind of leans towards more just having access to food.
Any kind.
And being hungry.
They don't define adequate food.
Although exactly. And that's, I think, where the interpretation comes in.
Right. And in this article, it starts adolescents living in households with limited or certain uncertain availability of nutritious food are more than twice as likely as other kids to have emotional problems or conduct problems, according to a new study. So now when they say nutritious food, it begins to make some level of sense to me. We can parse the new language, the Orwellian speak, in terms of what it means not to have good nutrition in your life. Now, Morgan, what is it that you had that relates to this term food insecurity in any way that taps into your experience?
Well, I would say I think this is a very interesting term as well. I think that it can be twofold. It can be looking in the fridge and not having enough, or it can be what's in the fridge. There might be things in the fridge, but it's not anything that's really going to fill you up. So you might think that you're eating enough food, but then you walk away and your brain isn't functioning the way that it should because it's not actually getting the nutritional value.
Right.
But
what is in there?
Well, when I first read this article and the headline popped out to me, I remember a time in my 20s when I was starting over with a new job and in a new living situation. And I had a lot of insecurity just worrying about where, you know, having enough money for groceries. I mean, I've been in that place where, you know, you're counting every dollar when you get to the cash register and you're trying to decide between this bag of apples or, you know, a box of cereal or what have you. So I could see how just from a living in a place where maybe you're not sure where your next meal is coming from for kids, if their parents aren't doing a lot of shopping or they're not talking about how to cook for themselves or kind of left to figure it out for themselves, that can create stress and anxiety and emotional issues in that way, in addition to actually being malnourished.
I want to go back to my childhood here and reference food that I knew, because it didn't come from the ground. It wasn't grown. It was in the grocer's freezer. It was in the grocery store, eventually in the fast food drive-thru, or go into the fast food and sit on some plastic chairs and eat something. And this is the awakening I had later in life, of course, because I was chronically ill from almost age 0 to 24, and I began to eat food more like it was grown from the ground, access that food much fresher, become a gardener slash farmer a little bit. And now we're back into that, and Morgan, you've seen the garden, and that's what you want to do as well. I think about food insecurity, and I'm thinking, what if, again, right now we have an abundance of cheap oil, what if that isn't the case in the near future, and suddenly they can't deliver apples from the Pacific Northwest to you any time of the year, and you don't even have a choice to say, hey, I can't get apples because they're not in the grocery store. What about that level of food insecurity? Because that is a zombie apocalypse scenario that happens on a short-term basis when there are hurricanes that wipe out access and redelivery of stuff like that in a region, to an overall wholesale breakdown. Where's the connection to food, not only among millennials, I'm talking about my generation as well, where we aren't growing up with a natural extension of our hands and fingertips to the ground, to the soil, to the growing of our own food.
You know what would solve that problem is just a really good marketing campaign about how cool and trendy it is to grow your own garden.
You're funny. It's always marketing. We're just a bunch of victims of marketing. And I know to some degree that's true, so I'm not belittling it. It is true we are a product of marketing. But
marketing is life, Rob. You can't get away from it.
It's a sad statement, but unfortunately it's become that way. But you say you unplug. What do you plug into? Well, plug into the ground. Get out there and grow something. So you're saying market the idea that it's cool to grow food.
I mean, people have already jumped on board the growing herbs in the windowsill bandwagon in my generation. That is a trendy all over Tumblr and Pinterest, easy first step. But if somebody raised the conversation and put out some cool videos about, you know, what if you get caught in a snowstorm and you can't make it to the store? Wouldn't it be awesome to have your own cellar full of food that you grew? People could get on board with that. It's just about what people spend their time thinking about. And right now they don't spend it thinking about how to get food because they can go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Back in the day, we actually used to have to grow our own, what do they call it, a SCOBY or something, to make our own, what was that drink everybody can buy now? It's trendy and it fizzes and it's all
what
different flavors.
What is SCOBY?
Super Don, do you know about this?
No. What are you talking about?
Come on, what is the trendy drink? Everybody goes to the health food store and they can buy now. It's kind of
kombucha?
Fermented. It's kombucha, exactly. And so we used to have to make our own. Yeah, we have to make our own, which looked like this huge yeasty mushroomy thing that you'd make, and you'd cut a little bit off, give it to somebody else, and that's how it was happening. It wasn't available in the stores back then. And, you know, we grew something. I didn't have a farm, but I grew one of those for a while anyway. And this concept of moving back into the yard, into the garden, of course, moving away from growing lawns and growing food instead, is still something in its, weirdly to say, in its infancy, even though, yes, we're hearing more about it. But the majority of people in neighborhoods around where I'm even at, few and far between can you see significant gardens. And then that, to me, is the biggest problem we've got going right now, besides the fact, of course, oh, cancer on the rise, et cetera. Well, why is that? Are they relying on food that's grown pharmaceutically, if you will, chemically, versus practically?
Well, it just hasn't been a very sexy conversation up until now, but how many people are going out and getting chickens for their backyards nowadays? Like, that's a cool, trendy thing to do. So somebody just needs to make the whole gardening thing a little bit more exciting and appealing.
Now, another thing about food insecurity, I want to say the story, which I like, is that it's linking deficiencies to mental and emotional imbalances or illnesses. And that's been one of our arguments for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. For instance, all of the school shootings associated with kids who are taking Ritalin or even more intense drugs. And every one of them, you could find evidence that they were hypoglycemic. That is, they lacked the trace mineral chromium because it wasn't coming into their food, or they were on highly refined carbohydrate diets that didn't provide the minerals. And so you end up starving your higher brain, and that leads to emotional imbalances and mental imbalances. And it could lead to violence, as it does in some cases. But the here food insecurity issue is that it relates back to not SSRI deficiencies or Ritalin deficiencies, but genuine nutrient deficiencies.
That's why being hangry is a thing.
Yes, that's right. We covered that last week.
You have to feed the brain, or you start acting out at the people around you.
Right.
According to the marketing, all you need is a Snickers.
True. You're so true, Super Don. That's right.
It's all based on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, though, really. I mean, you have to have those physical needs met so that mentally you can be more and bring more to other people.
Right. But where is the discussion of food quality? Maybe they hint at it when they hint at nutrition, but they don't talk specifically about the role of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides robbing minerals from your body, heavy metals robbing minerals, lack of fats because of the fear of fat phobia that has been basically injected artificially into our DNA over the course of the latter half of the 20th century, even in the 21st year, where we know better, yet they still market in health food stores low-fat, no-fat foods, which to me should disqualify you from being a legitimate nutritionally intelligent person. Now, I recognize that a lot of our health food stores have to carry these low-fat, no-fat foods because they're going to buy them anyway, and they're trying to survive economically, but it would be nice to steer folks a little bit more to real food. That's just what I'm saying here.
That's all really good stuff to remember. We do have a very skewed view of nutrition, and again, people just need to spend some time talking about it, reading about it, thinking about it. That's why I'm learning so much being a part of this show. So I appreciate that.
Hey, there's a great article on Natural News. Avoiding these environmental, dietary, and lifestyle risks can help prevent cancer. We would say these are moments of duh, but for most, again, as you said, they haven't been sexually marketed. Natural News is helping in that regard. Talking about avoiding environmental toxicological exposures, lifestyle choices that we genuinely have. Of course, the basics they always go are smoking and diet, but we'll be overt and say the word organic is better than pesticide-laden produce. And we'll talk about foods that actually can bring these nutrients into your system that will actually counteract those exposures and restart the functionality of every organ and organ system in your body. But unless you're removing those obstacles, you can put all of the good stuff in the world and it may not even absorb. And case in point, all of the leaky gut that's out there, and Morgan, you know what I'm talking about, not only related to allergies and immunodeficiencies or immuno imbalances, but also neurological deficits, emotional and mental imbalances too, because if you can't absorb the nutrients from your food, that will impact any and all functions of the body, from physiological, physical, to emotional and mental. Psychological. All right, Captain Morgan, thank you for joining us this afternoon. I really appreciate you. You know that.
My pleasure, you guys.
Keep up the great work. A little salt after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
How can you have some fun with a Captain Morgan and not get drunk? Well, when it's our millennial assistant producer, Morgan. That was fun. Really good perspectives there, and I'm glad y'all are with us. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This begins our broadcast week here via GCN and Talk Network and beyond, and we're glad you're a part of it. RobertScatbell.com. If you want to drop a line or a question or a comment, also call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Upcoming events. We got the IAOMT conference in Orlando. That's the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology. And then we've got the big one. Yeah, when you say California and the big one, I get a little nervous. I just thought about that. The big one. But no, this is the California Jam, right? 2016. It's March 18th, 19th, and 20th in Costa Mesa, California. We've got direct links, hyperlinks, if you scroll down in the notes, how you can be part of that. That is going to be a party and good time with a couple of thousand doctors of chiropractic and more. And I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there with us. Dr. Joe Mercola will be there. Of course, Billy D. And the paleocardiologist, Jack Wilson. I mean, this is a lineup that's extraordinary. And a lot of folks I don't know yet, but I've heard from, we're interviewing, and we'll have some features in the next coming weeks. Also, Total Health 2016, talking about our Canadian friends, TMB, RSB, and the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, April 9th, 8th, 9th, and 10th in Toronto, Canada. Now, these folks are worth their salt. You know it? And salt, of course, the great controversy is it's bad for you, it's going to kill you, or you can't live without it. And seemingly never the twain shall meet. I've been arguing that salt is not bad for you. However, that salt is not what we have come to know as salt. Throughout much of my life, perhaps most of it, till I woke up, salt was sodium chloride, and that's pretty much it. Other than we found some anti-caking ingredients or iodide, you know, the wrong form of iodine that they add to it. Recently, we've talked about some other materials like talc being included in sodium chloride. But in reality, if you mine salt from the earth, like ancient crystal beds, or you evaporate it from the sea, there are any number of ways you can do this. You actually have 74 to 84, maybe more, trace elements in addition or including sodium and chloride. And I've argued that that's not bad. That's good when you don't refine it. And there's research that supports my perspective, but then again, there's research that opposes it. Right? All those anti-salt folks. And it turns out that both sides seem to be ignoring one another. That when they go to the research and they publish, they select for the stuff that supports their presuppositions. Now, I think the presuppositions are much worse, personally, I think, on the anti-salt side, because they're not taking into consideration that salt is not just basically two minerals. But even perhaps some on the pro-salt side may not be taking into consideration maybe certain places where the salt should be limited. Although, we have to start with what salt is. And as long as we're beyond table salt, that is refined crack cocaine salt, that's what I affectionately, unaffectionately call it, removing the 72 to 82 extra trace minerals that were normally there, then for me that becomes problematic. And there is a differentiation. But Superdon, it is interesting, though, that these researchers that believe one thing, they'll tend to ignore everything that the other side says, and so never the twain shall meet.
Oh, my God. You know what that's called.
What is that called?
That's called cherry picking.
Cherry picking.
That's a logical fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. I mean, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, scientists don't do that, but I guess these scientists do. But, right. Yeah, I mean, you can't say this is the conclusion I've come to based on this research and just disregard all the other research, because this is what we run into when we try and bring up other issues that we get bombarded over. You know, we'll say, well, this research says this, and the other side will say, oh, but that's not that at all. We'll just ignore that research, right?
What do your eyes tell you? What do your ears hear? What do you hear? And what is your experience, for instance, in talking with folks that were told to avoid salt altogether? Of course, it was refined table salt. And they switched over to something like a crystal mineral salt, a Celtic salt, something that had all the minerals. And they went back and they found that they didn't have a problem with it. In fact, it may have even helped them. And then I say, okay, despite whatever the research says on either side, I go, all right, what is the walking living testament showing me or telling me that might be indifference to one of the establishment scientific belief systems or beliefs?
You tell me.
Consider that? I mean, what it says is that even the peer-reviewed literature, when it's consensus, and most of the science, the majority of the scientists believe it, they could indeed be wrong. In fact, in many cases, they have. How wrong have they been about cholesterol since the beginning of the time that they vilified it? They've been wrong since the beginning, but we only now hear of it in the mainstream media, and yet still, you'll hear cholesterol-free, avoid cholesterol, even though the scientific peer-reviewed literature says that's not a good idea either. All right, folks, we go well beyond the peer-reviewed literature here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to a place of health, freedom, and healing liberty where you can ask questions and not be ridiculed.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So I mentioned my son had his first track meet last week, Superdome. Remember we were talking about that? And he had a second one this weekend, the track meet. Again, he's a sophomore. And so it's, he hadn't done organized sports since he got his black belt many years ago in Taekwondo.
Right.
But, so he's back into the athletic game, and he's got some abilities, and he started doing the high jump. And, you know, I watched him, you know, every time he tries it, he gets a little better because it's all new and it's technique. And he ended up jumping like 6 inches higher than he had done on the last week or more.
Wow.
Cleared it, except he hit the back of his leg at a certain point, but it's just fun to see it. And then they had him run the 300 meter hurdles.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't there to see this, but he says they practiced on hurdles that were lower than they actually were in real, so he didn't know that. So his first hurdle, he took a spill over it, and he did a tumble because he's a karate kid. He did a frontward tumble and got right back up and ran the rest of the race and then hit last one and stumbled over. But evidently the crowd was cheering, even though he finished last, because it was such an impressive display of he didn't give up.
Wow. So, very cool.
Yeah. So I that was fun. And then to prove to me that it happened, he lifted up the back of his shirt and literally on his spiny processes, so you know, on the spine, all of them were just scraped up, you know, little bloody.
Geez.
So he took a nice spill, but he got up and kept going. So I thought that was
good for him.
Kind of interesting. And then of course we put some Sovereign Silver first aid gel on it, and he's good to go again.
Took care of it.
Yeah. Other than having to wake up so dang early on a Saturday morning to go to these things, but yeah, you do stuff for the kids.
You do what you gotta do.
You do, exactly. Of course. In terms of the utilization of silver, we talk about it all the time, as far as what it can do, as you know, whether you call it colloidal or we use the bioactive silver hydrosol. And I know for a fact that this thing neutralizes viral activity. It stops it from replicating. But what if the company that made this product advertised it, promoted it, and said, you know, this we have scientific validation on it. Here they are. Take a look. Right? You know that they would be busted so fast by FDA or FTC, it'd be, you know, you couldn't blink, right? I joke about this. They couldn't find Osama bin Laden for 10 years, supposedly, right? The greatest danger to life on planet Earth. And yet, if you claim to cure cancer with a natural supplement, the FDA and FTC will find you in 24 hours or less, which tells you what they perceive to be the real danger, people who can heal you versus people who can kill you. And the defense of those who can kill you, licensed doctors and what they prescribe, well, you know, we're going to give them some leeway. And that leads to one of your favorite topics, off-label prescription or off-label use of drugs. Yeah, you love this.
It's frustrating just on face value.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets even more frustrating when you dig into the just incredible details of the laws and the regulations, the judgments. And as of late, I mean, we've covered a number of stories just over the last year where these pharmaceutical companies are going to court and they're winning these cases on free speech.
Yeah, they're not backing down. Right. And you know, we support that. That's the irony here, of course. They're drugs. We're not big fans of drugs. At the same time, we've never said ban them. We want access to all of this, and you get to decide, right? But in this case, another court, this is the headline, another court weighs in on whether off-label promotion is per se illegal. The jury finds both defendants not guilty on all counts. Judge Royce Lamberth, a senior judge in the U.S. District Court, United States District Court, for D.C., and this is a big one, a First Amendment case involving the FDA.
Yeah.
And he's
now,
ruled on things before.
This was a case that the FDA brought against this company called Vascular Solutions. Mm-hmm. And basically, it was brought up because the FDA was claiming that this company had violated the off-brand recommendation of their product for what's considered unapproved uses and violating the FDA and Cosmetic Act. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now... It's, you know, going back to what I was saying about the companies that have won on free speech issues, the problem with this and why it's so frustrating is because that free speech door, okay, is supposed to be open to, I mean, the First Amendment, that's to everybody that, you know, is, you know, in the United States, this is, you know, a constitutional right. But unfortunately, that free speech door doesn't swing both ways. It only seems to swing in the direction of Big Pharma in this situation. Because in the language, they have described this, and this is just, and I shared this with you before, but here is what they are saying, the court and this judge is saying about free speech when it comes to using promotional speech for products. What he said here is that promotional speech itself would not be evidence of misbranding so long as the free speech was solely truthful and not misleading. Now, how many times have we talked about companies that are getting hammered by the FDA or the FTC or whoever else, what other acronym out there wants to go after somebody who's selling a supplement or organic food or raw milk or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they're going after them saying that they are misleading people, that they are trying to say that their product is good for something, but it hasn't been proven by science that is true.
or that it becomes a drug by virtue of the fact that you validate
it
through...
Yes, that's the conclusion they come to, obviously, that if you say that it's good for this or it might help with that, you've now created a new drug, okay?
And of course, it defies common sense, but that's just the way the FDA and FTC sees
it, does, and that's
right?
The reason why it makes my head explode, because what's happened now is when a pharmaceutical company runs into that barrier that the FDA has put up...
They're suing back. They're pushing back now.
They can obviously afford... to hire, you know, the lawyer up and spend all the money that's involved in going to court and taking these things to court to get these decisions. And so now what you've got is you've got the court has to decide what is truthful and not misleading.
Yeah. And this is the point where we're now dealing with the king's court, right? The emperor. Somebody outside of you, the individual, the human being, the American, however you want to view yourself or wherever you are. I mean, obviously, this story situates in the United States under the jurisdiction supposedly of FDA and FTC. But the position, of course, this judge has said, is consistent with a growing trend among courts to find that truthful and not misleading promotional materials may be distributed by a company without violating the misbranding provisions of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And we were like, yay, hooray. But would it be applied to a supplement company? Okay, so you've got a drug company that says, yes, we've been approved for this reason, but we've got science to show that it could also do some good here. We're going to tell you about it. The FDA says, no, you can't do that. We haven't approved it. They sue them. The court says, well, it looks like there may be substantiation enough here that they're not misleading. It seems to be truthful and not misleading because the science supports it. Now, what about the cherry growers as an example? Before we get into another dietary supplement, the cherry growers once acknowledged the science that said, look at this, cherry juice reverses gout. Very painful inflammatory condition of the skeletal system, particularly the big toe, but not exclusively there, of uric acid, And it seems to neutralize it, reverse it. And they actually got cease and desist letters from FDA, you can't sell your cherries because now they're unapproved new drugs. Now, the cherry manufacturers sue the FDA to say, wait a second, we're not claiming they're drugs. We're just acknowledging the science, the benefit of cherries. But that wouldn't necessarily work the way that they just came in favor of the drug company, as evidenced by a press release out of the FDA.gov site. We have this linked up, by the way, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Federal judge approves consent decree with Florida dietary supplement distributor Viruxo. Are you familiar with this one? I wasn't familiar with them.
You know, I'm not familiar with the company itself or their product, but, listen, we've seen enough of these where the language is always the same, and they always go after these guys for the exact same thing, saying that their intent was to defraud consumers by promoting a product to cure, mitigate, treat, prevent, you know, blah, 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 right?
A disease,
therefore causing that to become something that would be considered a drug by the FDA.
Right.
You know, and in this situation, listen, there are some people out there that will try and defraud people. They'll put crap out on the market and say, hey, you know, this will cure stuff like that. But there are a lot of people out there that aren't doing that. And the thing is they've got research backing up what it is that they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But then this goes to court, and then it's up to the court to decide whether that research is legitimate research, therefore allowing you the ability to exercise your First Amendment right and be able to sell that product or not.
Disallowing you in this case.
Exactly.
Because that seems to be the case with
supplements. And that is what's so frustrating here, is because it's our research versus your research. And when you get into a court, more often than not, the government's going to win because they can afford to do so, and they've got the influence to convince a judge that their research, their science, is the legitimate science.
Exactly. My science is bigger than your science.
Exactly.
How do you like that? And that's the problem here, because we, the people, no longer have a say in this healing arena, right? Like I said, as long as you don't claim your supplement does really anything besides minimal references to structure or function, they might leave you alone. But if you go over the board, like this Viruxo, they say they indicated that it could be helpful for dealing with herpetic outbreaks, like cold sores, for instance, which it may very well be. They have the science to say, hey, look, this indicates, look at this pathway, this is where it works. And then the government, the king's court, says, no, that's not, that science is not big enough for us. So no, you can't sell it. What about me or you or anybody else that says, well, that's big enough for me. I want to buy that, right? No, you can't do that. We will prohibit you because the citizens have become subject to the jurisdiction of a bureaucratic oligarchy. You are not living in the free United States of America anymore. This is why Jonathan Ebord is so important fighting it within the court system, but also why you have as much power or more than any attorney at that level via your consent or lack thereof. And via the 10th Amendment, the ability to say to the federal government, pound sand in the states, for the states and the people to say, no, you have no jurisdiction and you have no freedom, if you want to call it that, to come in here to this state, to this municipality and say, no, we can't have access to the Viruxo product or whatever supplement or herb or weed, cannabis. 23 states in the District of Columbia have shown the federal government that they didn't have the authority to do so. And thus far, Obama has not sent in the tanks to Colorado or elsewhere. And he's not likely to do it. It'd be the end. It'd be the overt end. They did not admit it's the end of freedom, even though freedom has not existed in the healing realm in the United States since the advent of the medical monopoly in the 20th century. Which candidate knows that? I don't know if I can count it on one hand yet. We'll see. When we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show in the Pacific Ocean.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GTMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GTMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hear more from the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just plug in at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. I don't send them out often. When I do, I want you to pay attention. And, of course, there's important things that bring that power to heal back to you where it belongs. Super Don, our wonderful producer, all the time, making us sound so good. Of course, our Millennial Captain Morgan is your assistant producer. We can't usually hear from her, which is fun. And we'd love to hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or just submit a question or comment at robertscottbell.com. Now, be it that Super Don and I really never left our teen years because, well, let's face it, we're guys, right? We giggle at silly stuff. Although I feel like our humor is somewhat more highbrow most of the time because I have a teenager. And when I look at what he giggles at, I go, okay, I'm over that. So I'm not totally the teenager. But there are some times, like, what was it the other day? It was on Police Academy. You remember Police Academy?
Of course.
That was like one of the first of the goofy, let's make fun everything. And I giggled through that movie again. I was like a kid again for a moment. I mean, just silly, stupid stuff, but it was just funny to revisit it. So I recognize I'm not so mature in everything. Okay, I admit it.
Michael Winslow, that was the guy.
Winslow, with the remember? With all the sound effects.
Sound effects and stuff. Yep.
It was great. They were all being surrounded by the cop car. He goes into his... and suddenly, the guy was amazing. But anyway, it was just some very funny, ribald humor as well. And that happened. So, far be it from Super Don for not bringing one of those kind of stories to us. But before we get there, we've got a serious story out of the Pacific Ocean. No, we're not certain that it's related to radiation, Fukushima, or the Pacific Gyre. But something else, and it relates to a puzzling hum that is emanating from the Pacific Ocean. Now, who's investigating this? Is this like the United States Navy that's looking into this? Who's looking into this?
This originally came from an NPR report, and it doesn't actually specify here who exactly was investigating that I've seen, but it's been going on for a while. I think it's the American Geophysical Union.
Okay.
I think was involved in this. And anyway, there's this weird hum, and this is really kind of neat. It seems like something you'd see on the History Channel or something. But and I actually have a recording of this hum that they say has been unexplained and mysterious for so long they don't know what's causing the noise.
Okay, and so they have these microphones that they place in the ocean. Now sometimes I think it's like the humming of
the submarines and different things that are going on. But they swear it's not that. But right. let's give a quick listen to it, see if we can pick out anything that makes sense here. First listen. There's something. Yeah. Not sure what.
And
no, I couldn't pick anything out particularly.
They have determined that it is coming from something outside of what you would normally hear in the water, you know, like whales or you know, whatever. One theory they came up with is that maybe something like a dinner bell, where, you know, a bunch of fish, you know, they head to the surface to feed, and they think, well, maybe it's the sound of them going up the thing. But there was an alternative theory that was put out there. And they said that fish have a tendency to actually pass gas under the air.
Underwater. You're telling me somebody said that the fish are farting?
They are farting under the water because there's gas that's emitted from their swim bladders. So I, being the audio technician that I am, you can run audio through filters and try and isolate things. So I actually ran this audio through a filter.
Okay.
And I, believe it or not, I think I have confirmed this theory to be true, that they are actually farting under the water.
You kidding me? So you ran it through your filter?
Check this out. This is through a dynamic filter in audio. And tell me if you can hear the fish.
All right, everybody, give a listen. Get up to your speaker. That's wrong. That's just wrong. You can't
you
say
heard
that
it here first. Or you smelt it here first.
Hopefully you don't smell it. I mean, that's the last time I'm going in the ocean. That's what they said. No, I mean, listen, there are serious problems out there, particularly in the Pacific, related to radiation. Perhaps it's a radiation-induced gaseous emission. I don't know. But they really are speculating it could be gas from fish that's making that noise. That's a lot of gas, folks. But then again,
flatulence.
They do swim in their own bathroom, right? They do. Hopefully there's enough salt to neutralize it. All right, that's it. I guess we'll end on that note. Was that a high-pitched note or a low-pitched note?
It was a low-C.
Yeah. You'll hear some gaseous admissions on the Oscars tonight if you watch that. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow for some advanced medicine with Dr. Rashi Bitar and more. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.